Today's shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Lamed Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. 8 lines from the bottom teaches us the Gemara Amar Shmuel Ba'Bidri Amar Rav Vamarle Amar Rav Richa Rav Acha Richa Amar Rav Huna Vamarle Amar Rav Menashe Amar Shmuel Tefillin Meimasai Mevarach Aleim. From when does the obligation come to make the bracha? Says the Gemara, Ma Mishas Hanachosam, from when you put them on. The simple pshat, says Rashi, Mishas Hanachosam, means after you put them on, after you finish putting them on, that's when you make the bracha. And therefore, immediately ask the Gemara, Eini, is that halachically correct that we make the bracha on the tefillin only, that we make the bracha on the tefillin only mishas and chosam after we put them on? Doesn't the Gemara say, don't we know that the rule is, ask the Gemara, Vam Yudam Shmuel, Kala mitzvahs kulan, when we speak about all mitzvahs, Bevarach aleihem, the bracha on all mitzvahs are made, Oivles Yosin, before we do the mitzvah. And as the Gemara many times explains, because the pasuk says, V'yavar esakushi, he went in front, that means he preceded. And many mefarshim, of course, asked the question, why does the Gemara use the word oivles yoson? And now we have to interpret that oivles yoson means before you do it. Why does the Gemara say kaidimas yoson? So explain to Rishonim, because if we would say kaidimas yoson, we would think it means a decent amount of time before you do the mitzvah. That's why it says kaidimas oivles yoson. Yes, you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, but even though you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, but it should be done oivles yoson immediately before you do the mitzvah, and not preceding that. So how can we suggest that we make the bracha, ask the Gemara before, after we already put on the tefillin? And therefore says the Gemara, Abaye v'avir tavayu mishas hanocham, once you put them on the place that we're going to discuss, on the muscle of the hand, that's when you have to make the bracha, and you have ad kshas kshira. And there's a very big machloikis, what is the definition of shas kshira? Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says that you have to make a new kesher, you have to make a new knot on your tefillin every day. And that's what it meant, until you make the knot, that's when you make the bracha. Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos says that that's absolutely incorrect, and there's no mitzvah, there's no obligation to make a new kesher every day. Because he brings a raya from a Gemara Masech Techulin, that the Gemara Masech Techulin says that it's not common that they should make a kesher shel tefillin, that they should make a knot on the tefillin. And says Rabbeinu Tam, if Rabbeinu Eliyahu is right, that you have to make it every day, then how would the Gemara say that making a kesher on the tefillin is something that's not common? But this is a very big discussion. What is the halacha of the halacha regarding making a kesher shel tefillin? And as we know, we hold the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that there is no raya that we have to make a kesher tefillin on a regular basis. Moreover, one of the rayas Rabbeinu Tam brings to support his position is that Rabbeinu Tam says that the Gemara calls the kesher tefillin, the Gemara considers it a kesher kayama, a permanent knot. And says Rabbeinu Tam, if the halacha were that we have to make a new kesher on the tefillin on a daily basis, how can we call it a kesher shel kayama if every day we take it apart? So it's a raya that we don't make the kesher shel tefillin every day. So the Shas HaTshuvos Avni Nezer says On the contrary, now that we've established that according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, we're not supposed to make a new kesher every day, because making a kesher on the tefillin is the kesher shel kayama. So he discusses a situation. Let's say somebody doesn't have his own pair of tefillin, so he has to borrow somebody else's tefillin and has to adjust the knot to the size of his head. So that means that it's not going to be a kesher shel kayama. It's not going to be a permanent kesher, because he's just making it for today that I'm wearing somebody else's tefillin. And therefore, the Avnei Nezer says that one has to be very careful that when one is borrowing a pair of tefillin, either he should try to borrow a pair of tefillin that is the same size of his head, or to make sure it's a kesher shel kayama. The Shas Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Aleph Zimn Zayin, says, who was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, the Kozvalu Grov, he says that in order that it should be considered a kesher shel kayama, it has to be that type of a kesher for 24 hours. So if somebody is borrowing somebody else's tefillin and he has to adjust the tefillin, he says what he should do is make sure that that kesher remains for 24 hours, and that's acceptable. It's also interesting that the Eretz Tzvi quotes the Shemesh Shmuel. The Shemesh Shmuel was the son of the Avnei Nezer. And he says that when would it be considered that you made a new kesher is if you totally untied the knot that you have on the tefillin. But he says usually when one is adjusting the knot by the tefillin, he's only adjusting it, but he doesn't completely undo it. And therefore, that's not considered making a new kesher. And since it's not considered completely making a new kesher, it's considered a continuation of the old kesher. And since it's considered an indication of the continuation of the old kesher, it's not a problem. Moreover, the Paiskim point out that based on what we're learning here, let's say somebody thinks I'm going to be machmer and follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Eliyahu and make a new kesher on the tefillin every day, and he thinks that he's being machmer, he's doing something wonderful, it's not really a proper chumrah, because by making the new knot every day, as we're learning, it means that he's taking off the kesher shel kayama, and that's not something that is halachically acceptable, and therefore he should not. It's not something to recommend. Says the Gemara, Amar of Chizda, Soch, if somebody speaks ben tefillah shel yad letefillah, if somebody speaks in between putting on the tefillah shel yad and the tefillah shel rosh, chayzer umavarech, he has to make a new bracha. After, since he spoke in between, that's considered a hefsek, and therefore he's going to have to make a new bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. The Rosh explains that this is no different whether he spoke davar shel chol, something which is not the davar shel kedusha, or even if he said kedusha or amen. Since the halacha is so strict, you're not allowed to be mafsik, so you're not allowed to be mafsik under any circumstances. The Mordechai, however, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says that when the Gemara is being so strict over here, it's only when he spoke something that is sichas betelus, something that's not important. But if he, for example, said something letzorich hatfilah, or if he answered davish kedusha, amen kedusha, then the halach is that you're not supposed to, that you don't have to make a new bracha. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ogur, and the Beis Yosef, quoting the Ogur, says that even if you would suggest that it's appropriate to answer Amen or Kedusha in between, that doesn't change the halacha. Interesting point, that you did the right thing maybe in answering, even though you did the right thing in perhaps answering, it's still considered a hefsek, and you have to make a new bracha. Rabbi Kveger quotes the Shaila Shetshuvos Panim Me'iris, that let's say an individual was putting on the Tefillin Shel Yad and putting on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and in between he was putting on the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, he heard somebody make a bracha on the Tefillin, he's allowed to answer Amen. The Shaila Shetshuvos Devar Shmuel says that one should not answer Amen, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says that he thinks that the opinion of the Devar Shmuel is correct, because the Ramah says that we say Amen after we hear about Tefillah Sayyid Baruch Ba'am Yisrael Ba'ahava, because it there, just like if it was in the Halacha, we learn a Masechta Brachos, is that while you're saying Krishma, Brichas Krishma, you're allowed to answer B'nei Akava, B'nei Yira, Amen is no worse. But that's a Halacha specifically by Brichas Krishma. And in fact, he says, we know what Halacha is, that after you make the bracha of Gal Yisrael, before Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to be mafsik under any circumstances. And therefore, says the Rebbe Kiva Eger, that the psak of the Dvar Shmuel is the psak to follow, and not do anything between the Tefillin, not answer anything between the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same, and not only does the Mishnah Berurah say that under no circumstance should you be mafsik between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh? The Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't even delay when not saying anything. Immediately after putting on the Tefillin Shel Yad, making the bracha and putting on the Tefillin Shel Yad, immediately afterwards you should put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And he says, what? And he quotes in the Bi'ah Halacha, what is the sheer hefsik? He says a very interesting halacha, very strict halacha. Even the amount of time to say one word, he already says would maybe be considered a hefsek, says the Gemara. But the way we just learned the Gemara, soch in, speaking between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh is a hefsek. Loi soch, but if you didn't speak loi, it wouldn't be a hefsek. Ask the Gemara, v'sholch Reb Chiya b'rei d'rav, hu'na mishmei d'reb yoichanan, Al Tefillin Shel Yad Omer Baruch Asher Kesher Mitzvah Tefillin Leich Tefillin. Vel Tefillin Shel Rosh Omer Baruch Asher Kesher Mitzvah Mitzvah Tefillin. So according to Reb Yochanan, it seems that you always have to make a bracha, whether you were on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, whether you were mafsik, whether you were not mafsik. Says Tosfos, what's the explanation for the different wording of the two brachas? So Tosfos and Rashi explain, when one is putting on the Tefillin Shel Yad, he hasn't completed doing the mitzvah. He's still just beginning the mitzvah. And that's what he says, L'Niach. But once you put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and you finish doing the mitzvah, then you make the bracha of our mitzvah's Tefillin. But again, from here we see that you always have to make two brachas, not specifically if you spoke in between. Answers the Gemara by Rabbi Darmi Tavayu. Loisach, if you didn't speak between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, Mevorach Achas, you only make the bracha of Laniach Tefillin by the Tefillin Shel Yad, and you don't make a new bracha on Tefillin Shel Rosh. Soch, but if you spoke out, then the Halach will require the Mevorach Shtayim, you'll make one bracha Laniach on the Tefillin Shel Yad, and then you'll make a new bracha. You can't make rely on the bracha of the Laniach Shel Yad. You have to make the new bracha on the Tefillin Shel Rosh on Mitzvah Tefillin. That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosfos, however, quotes Rabbeinu Tam that says that under all circumstances, we make two brachas. We make a bracha of Laniach Tefillin on the Tefillin Shel Yad, and we make the bracha of our Mitzvah Tefillin on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. What the Gemara means to say here is as follows. If you didn't have any interruption between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, so that's what you do. You make Laniach on the Tefillin Shel Yad and our Mitzvah Tefillin on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. However, if you spoke out, so not only will you make the bracha of our Mitzvah Tefillin, says Tosfos in explaining the Gemara, when you put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, but you'll also have to make the Laniach Tefillin all over again. So we have here a most fundamental machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos. What is the halacha by making a brachas? The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi, that Rashi says we only make one, the Rashi says we only make one bracha on the Tefillin Shel Yad, and we don't make a separate bracha on Tefillin Shel Rosh unless it's extenuating circumstances, as we are learning in our Gemara today. The Ramah, however, paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, and he says we make a bracha laniach on the Tefillin Shel Yad and a mitzvah Tefillin Shel Rosh, but because we have a question, what is the proper thing to do? And maybe, like Rashi said in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that we should not make a new bracha on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Therefore, after we put on the bracha, after the bracha, mitzvah Tefillin, you should say, Baruch Shem Kavai Machus L'Olam Vod, if it was a bracha levatala. The B'Alocha quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger that says what you should do is when you make the bracha on Laniach Tefillin, you should have explicitly in mind that I don't want this to work for the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And since I have in mind that I don't want it to work for the Tefillin Shel Rosh, so it's no different than interrupting between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. And there the halacha would be, you make, even Rashi would agree, you make two brachas. The Prima Gadim, however, disputes this approach. And the Prima Gadim says that if you're not supposed to make the bracha, then don't make the bracha. And if you are supposed to make the bracha, then do make the bracha. And trying to come up with these kind of approaches is not acceptable. Our Gemara has been so very strict, as we've been learning in the Shir, about not making any interruption between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. But the question that comes up is when, on Chol Hamoed, if somebody puts on Tefillin Chol Hamoed, but he doesn't make a bracha on the Tefillin, what is the halacha? Is he allowed to interrupt? Or the same question comes up. We've been discussing the halacha that there are those that put on Tefillin the Rebbeinu Tam. And the question is, if between putting on the Yad and Rosh of the Rebbeinu Tam, an Amen comes up, a Kedusha comes up, should he answer it or not? Certainly, no need to say that if just to speak or any Hefsek is unacceptable. However, when it comes regarding a Dover Sheba Kedusha, Deli Rabba says, even a davar shebe kedusha, even without a bracha, one should be not mafsik. The Magen Avraham says, and the Prima Gadim say, that one is allowed to be mafsik. And so does the Brikka Yosef say, that by Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, one could be more lenient and answer a davar shebe kedusha between the Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Interesting, the Eish Lavrom differentiates between Chol Hamoed, where he's more lenient, and Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, he's more machmer. So we have here a very fundamental machlokes hapoiskim. What should you do? Everybody would agree that both by Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin and Chol Hamoed, if you're allowed to answer Amen, Kedusha, etc., everybody would agree that it's not considered, that Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shmoy is not allowed to be answered between the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh. We're learning now that one is not allowed to put on the Tefillin, that one is not allowed to be mafsik. The Gemara is being so strict about not being mafsik between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. There's a very interesting question that the Paiskim say. The Paiskim discuss, we know specifically when we learn Masechta Shabbos, there's a concept of Klut K'mishoncha. Something that's about to land, is it considered that once it came to the airspace or where it's going to land as if it landed already? And the question would come up regarding the Tefillin. If somebody's putting on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and he didn't, it's not yet on his head, but it's right above his head, is that considered as if it landed on his head and you would be allowed to already answer a Dovish or Kedusha based on the halacha of Kluta Kamisha Huncha? And the Shas Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim discusses this halacha, and he says that certainly it's not the same. By Kluta Kamisha Huncha, there's no specific spot where halacha has to be, that it has to be in a specific spot. So there, Kluta Kamisha Huncha teaches us it's as if it landed there already, even though it actually has not landed there. But here, we're not speaking, here the tefillin, as we're discussing, have a specific place where the tefillin should be, where the tefillin should be. And until they're not there, it's considered a hefsek. There's a very interesting question that we're learning here, that whenever we do a mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mafsik. And our Gemara is teaching us that certainly so is the halacha by the tefillin. We're not allowed to be mafsik between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish. And the halacha we know is on Rosh Hashanah by Tekiah Shofar. The halacha is quite strict about not being mafsik from when they make the bracha on the tekiahs until the end of all the tekiahs. So I saw that the Paiskim ask a question, so why isn't the same halacha, why doesn't the same halacha apply when we speak about the meal? We make a bracha at the beginning of the meal on the food, and we should not be allowed to be mafsik and speak until we bench. The Chassam Sofer asked this question, and he says, there's a fundamental difference between Birchas Hanenin, which is the bracha that we make when we eat, versus what we're speaking in our shiur today about Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas Hanenin is just to recognize before we eat that we're eating from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Birchas HaMitzvah is a different concept. The concept of Birchas HaMitzvah is that the mitzvah requires that it be attached with to a bracha. And if there's a hefsik, that bracha expires. And therefore, the halacha that we're discussing here about Birchas HaMitzvahs cannot have bearing on the halacha Birchas HaNenin. Tana tells us the Gemara we learned in the Brayis, if somebody speaks out between the Tefillin Shiyan and Tefillin Shiroish, Averi Hi B'Yadoi, it's considered as he did in Avera, and it's so serious that if we know that before they went out to war, there was an announcement made that Mia Ish Hayarev Arach V'Levav, somebody who's scared, and the Gemara Masechta Sotah says, what does it mean he's scared? Because he's worried about that Mi'averi Shebiyodai. This is considered enough an Avera that he should have to turn back from war. So the question is that this is the Rabbanon. Brachas are the Rabbanon. For every Aveira the Rabbanon, did they have to go back? So the answer that I saw, that the Rosh really says, goes back to something we discussed in our previous year. The Pasuk says, Ra'a kol ha'am ha'aretz k'shem Hashem alecha v'yara m'mecha. And what we learn is from here that tefillin is what helped Klal Yisrael prevail in war. And if somebody doesn't treat the tefillin in the proper way, with the proper respect, and he speaks between the tefillin Shiyan and tefillin Shiroish, then he won't be able to prevail in war. And that's why he's Chayz Me'archim Melchama. But then I saw a beautiful pshat. The tefillin Shiyan represent what we do. The tefillin shel Rosh represent what we think about. What we're supposed to recognize as a fundamental in our approach is that what we do and what we think, our yad and our moyach are supposed to be connected. And if somebody, the French, separates between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel Rosh, that he doesn't have that feeling of that the Yad and Rosh are so very connected, then that individual chozer me'orchei mechama. Another pshat that I saw that the Gra actually says that the pasuk says regarding going to war, v'tara zroya af katkad, that the zroya and the katkad are what's connected as we go out to war. And this person who separates the zroya and the katkad is the person that won't be able to prevail in war. He says, another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Sirch Sarfi Kodesh is what the tefillin represent, as the tefillin says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This person who is not giving the proper respect to the tefillin, it means that he doesn't give the proper respect to the Shema Yisrael that's in the tefillin. And a person who doesn't have that proper emunah and bitachar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not an individual who could prevail in war. Michta Melio explains that when Klai Yisrael or anybody goes out to war, it's only through Nisim that we could prevail in war. It says, the Mechtav Aliyahu, only a person who is meticulous in his observance of the mitzvah is able to prevail in war. But Soch, Bein Tefillin L'Tefillah, he's not careful, and he speaks between the two tefillin that he's putting on, that's showing that he's not careful in these mitzvahs to Rabbanan. How could he expect to prevail in war? Tanak Shemaneach, when he puts on the tefillin, says the Gemara, Meneach Shliyad, first put on the tefillin Shliyad, and afterwards, Meneach, Rakach Meneach Shorosh. Shecholitz, and when you take off the tefillin, Cholitz Shorosh, first take off the tefillin Shorosh, and only afterwards, Cholitz Shliyad, you take off the tefillin Shliyad. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Shemaneach, when it comes to putting on the tefillin, Meneach Shliyad, Rakach Meneach Shorosh, you put the yad and then the roish, the ksib, because the pasuk says, v'ksharetem lo'is al yotcha, and then the pasuk says, v'hoyu l'toytofois bein einecha. So they go with that order. Ela, k'shecholitz, when it comes to taking off the tefillin, we're saying the cholitz shel roish, first you take off the tefillin shel roish, and only afterwards cholitz shel yad, minolon, where do we notice halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Rav Huna Asbarli, Rav Huna explained it to me. We learn from here, Vahayu is a Lashon Rabbim. The Kozman, as long as the tefillin are Bereinecha, when you have both tefillin here, Yishtai, you should have both tefillin. And therefore, when you're wearing Shal Rosh, you should also wear the Shal Yad. Of course, Tosfos points out, what we're learning here in the Gemara is under normal circumstances. But if for whatever reason a person cannot be wearing the tefillin shel roish, that should not prevent them from wearing the tefillin shel yad, or vice versa. And therefore, since you should always have both on, the halacha is teaching us that you should put on the halacha is teaching us that first put on the tefillin shel yad, and then only afterwards. Put on the tefillin shel roish. So I saw that there's some pesukim that suggest that just like the pasuk says, that you should first put on the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel yad. The pasuk says, "V'lkach lachem pre-eitz hador kapus tamarim." That from here we learn that first you should take the esrig, the pre-eitz hador, and only afterwards take the kapas tamarim. And then when it comes to putting down the dalaminim, first put down the lulav, and then put down the esrig. However, the paiskim are very clear that here we're learning that the yad comes before the roish. And that's why the halacha also tells us that when we put away the tefillin, when we have the tefillin in the bag, we should put them in a way that we should put on the tefillin shayad first and then the tefillin shorosh. He says, however, if it happens that a person, for whatever reason, when he's sticking his hand into the bag to take out the tefillin, somehow or some why he takes out the tefillin shorosh before the tefillin shoyad. So now he has a real challenge. On one hand, the Gemara says, in our Gemara, the tefillin shoyad comes before the tefillin shorosh. On the other hand, as we've learned many times, there is a concept of eim avir mala mitzvahs. What should a person do under those circumstances? And the Paiskim are quite clear that since our Gemara was so specific that the tefillin shoyad should be put on the tefillin shorosh, then we should just put the tefillin shorosh to the side and put on the tefillin shoyad first. Because when is there a concept of eim avir mala mitzvahs? The concept of eim avir mala mitzvahs is applied when there's no specific halacha, what should go first, what should go second. So then we apply the concept of eim avir mala mitzvahs. But in circumstances such as ours, where the halacha, as we just learned in the Gemara, is so specific, tefillin shayad comes before the tefillin shorosh. So that's why the halacha is that under those circumstances, put the tefillin shorosh to the side, put on the tefillin shel yad, and then afterwards put on the tefillin shel rosh. Tana bottom says the Gemara, somebody put on the tefillin before amud shachar. The earliest time to put on the tefillin is really about amud shachar. And he, for whatever reason, he was traveling, as we're going to say, or other situation, he had to put on his tefillin earlier. So the question is, Maimasai Mavarach Aleim, at what point does he make the bracha? Says the Gemara Mishas HaNechasam. As soon as the time that for putting on the tefillin comes, that's when he should make the bracha. And the Bryce explains itself. Keitzad, Haimashkim Lotzis Loderach. If somebody had to get up early and he's traveling before the Lois HaShachar. The Lois HaShachar is when the day starts to become day, where you could see a friend in a distance of Dalar Amis. This person is getting up early, and because he's getting up early, he needs to put, and he's concerned that he has to travel, and since he has to travel, he's not going to have where to put on the tefillin, so he's where the tefillin. And so, who is worried that they're going to get lost, manichin, put them on your head, and kishagia zmana, when the time for the tefillin comes, move them, and at that time, you'll make a bracha. That's the way Rashi explains this Gemara. The Shita Mekubetzis has a very different approach. He says, if it's already a lois shachar, then you can make the, you can, it's, if it's before it's halois hashachar, then you can't put on tefillin under any circumstances. The Gemara over here is speaking about a case where it's already halois hashachar, but halois hashachar is not really the time to put on tefillin. You have to wait mishiach, which is a little later. And the Gemara is speaking about that situation where you have that time in between the Lois HaShachar Mashiachar, put on the tefillin, and then when the Mashiachar comes, as the Gemara just said, put on. There's an interesting question. Let's say somebody is unable, doesn't have the opportunity to put on tefillin at all by day. Can he put on tefillin by night? Of course, it's very connected to a discussion we're going to have about Lila's man tefillin, or Lila is not Zman Tefillin, but it seems that the Paiskim extensively discussed this question, and Ramosha and the Shas Chuvas Egris Moshe, Eir Chaim Chelik Aleph Siman Yud, discusses that situation, and he says, as we just said, since really Lila is Zman Tefillin, one's a lot of weird tefillin by night, why don't we wear tefillin at night? Because he may end up going to sleep and wearing the tefillin, and that act, treat the tefillin with the proper way they're supposed to be treated. So therefore, the halacha is he should not wear tefillin at night. But Rav Moshe says that this person is a person who got up. He's not going to sleep. And therefore, since he's a person that he's going to sleep, he's not going to sleep, we could be more lenient. And the Shbin Rav, however, discusses the Shail and Chalik Aleph Siman Kim Flam Gimel, and he says that you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah that we're supposed to wear tefillin every day by wearing them at night. And therefore, he doesn't suggest that you could do that. Says the Gemara, Vad Mosei Menicham, until when does a person leave the tefillin, is the person allowed to keep the tefillin on him? The opinion of Tanakama is Acha Tishka Chama. That's until the Shkia. That's the way the opinion of the Mordechai Taisvis. There are other Rishonim that say it doesn't mean the beginning of the Shkia. They say it means Beretzeis Kechavim, the end of the Shkia. Until the Shkia. This is Halacha, again, going back to something we just mentioned. If you hold Laila Zman Tefillin, this discussion that we're having now is only regarding somebody who's doing this. This is only Midrabanan. But the Rice, if you hold Laila Zman Tefillin, then you can wear Tefillin all the time. Reb Yaakov Eimer, you could still wear Tefillin, Atcha Techa Reglam and Ashuk. That's till people are no longer in the street. And again, if we say Shkia is the beginning of the Shkia, this means a half an hour after the Shkia. The Chamim are even more lenient, and they say, Chamim Azman Shena, until you go to sleep. However, says the Gemara, Umaydim Chachamim Rabbi Yaakov, the Chamim and Rabbi Yaakov both agree that Mcholtzon, lots of basically say, if it already was the Shkia, and somebody had to take off the tefillin because he's going to the washroom, to the restroom, or the Kodesh Beis Melechitz to the washroom, and it was ready shaka chama, then shuv enechayz menoichan, such a circumstance, you can't put on tefillin again. Amar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, Alach Rav Yaakov, that the Alach is like Rav Yaakov, that one does not have to remove his tefillin, ach tech l'regl menashuk. Says the Gemara, of Chizda v'rabar of Huna, Matzlava Be'orta, they would daven Meiriv, even though it was already dark, wearing tefillin. Ikadamri, but there's a different version that says, Omer of Nachman, ain't Aloch Krab Yochanan, Krab Yaakov, that the Alocha is not like Rab Yaakov, rather the Rishonim explain, Toysus, that it means that the Alocha is like the Tanakama. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that the Alocha is not like Rabbi Yaakov, when we just learned Rav Chizda v'Rabbi Rav Huna, Matzah Baborta, we wear the tefillin at night. Says the Gemara, Ha'u Pligi, Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna disagree, and they hold that the Alocha is like Rabbi Yaakov, not like these that said that the Alocha is not like Rabbi Yaakov. Ask the Gemara, Umiyam Rabbi Rav Huna Hachi, is that true that Rabbi Rav Huna wore tefillin so late? Ask the Gemara, if it's not clear if it's night or not, you're not allowed to put on tefillin. You're not obligated to take off the tefillin. However, you're not allowed to put on the tefillin. So if the tefillin are not on him from the Shkia, what's pshat in this statement? Answers the Gemara, what was meant to say is like this. If it's certainly night, everybody agrees that even though he's wearing the tefillin, if he's wearing the tefillin, he has to take them off once it says kechavim. Because the halach is that you're supposed to wear tefillin at night, says the Gemara. But we see from here that Rabbi Rav Huna, how can we say the Rabbi Rav Huna, David Meir and tefillin? Answers the Gemara, Hasan Erev Shabbos Itmar. On Erev Shabbos, he was very makbid, as the halacha doesn't, as we're going to learn now, not to wear tefillin once it was close to Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, we need to understand, Micah Sover, what is the opinion of Rabbi Rav Huna? That he's differentiating between Shabbos and the weekday. And the Gemara explains itself. Ika Sover Laila's Mantfilin, if he holds that by night you can wear tefillin with the Raisa, and therefore you don't have to take it off. So by saying, this is very important, by saying night is the Zman Tefillin, we're saying that Tefillin is not a mitzvah seishes Zman Groma. And if we say that Tefillin are not a mitzvah seishes Zman Groma, we could wear Tefillin on Shabbos as well. So Shabbos Nami Tefillin, Zman Tefillin. Shabbos is also the Zman Tefillin. And if Shabbos is a Zman Tefillin, Zman Tefillah, Zman Tefillin, so then why was he so anxious to take off the Tefillin? And he could suffer Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin, and if he's taking him off on Friday, because he holds Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin, so Nailu Nami Lav Zman Tefillin. So why did he wear Tefillin when he davened Ma'ariv all week? Says the Gemara, because as the Gemara explains, the Mahay Chamat is Shabbos, from the same source that we would say that we don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos, Mahos Mamat Alaylois, that is the same source that we learn that we don't wear Tefillin by night. The Tanya, the Pasuk, when it discusses Kaddish Li Bechor, when the Torah speaks about the obligation to put on Tefillin, the Pasuk says the words, V'shamata Sachuka Azois, L'may Ada Miyamim Yamima. And we learn from here, Miyamim, Yamim V'laylaylos. We only wear Tefillin by day, not by night. Furthermore, Yamim V'loy Kol Yamim. Mi Yamim, some days yes, some days not. Prat L'shabosos V'yamim Tovim D'Rav Yosef G'leili. V'kivayim V'loy Nemach Chukah Zeh. When the Pasuk says the person Chukah, that Pasuk is not speaking about the mitzvah of Tefillin altogether. That Pasuk is talking about Pesach. And the Torah is teaching us to celebrate Pesach on an annual basis. The Pasuk over here is not speaking about Tefillin on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, we don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos, but we won't Tefillin at night. At Akiva, we do. So if that's the case, that why was he only careful on Friday, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Rav Huna differentiates between Shabbos and the weekdays. Because says the Gemara, Nafglei Mehech the Nafglei Rabbi Kiva. He learns Shabbos we don't wear Tefillin as Rabbi Kiva taught us. The Tanya Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yochel Yaniach Adon Tefillin B'Shabbos as Yom Tovim. We would think that once you wear Tefillin even on Shabbos Yom Tov, Tamal Omer, the Pasuk that speaks about Tefillin says, V'hoyel Ois Ayotcha U'letay Tov Ois Beinei Necha. Mishitzrichem Ois, the weekdays that we need an Ois to show our special band to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when we wear Tefillin. Yotzei Shabbos V'Yom Tovim, but that comes to exclude Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shein, Guf, and Ois, they themselves serve as a special sign of our special relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why Shabbos we don't wear Tefillin, even though by night we do wear Tefillin. And of course, the question is, how do we treat Chol HaMoed? Because on one hand, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we have to sit in the Sukkah. And on Chol HaMoed Pesach, we're not allowed to eat Chametz. So they ought to have the same halacha as the Yontif, and not wear Tefillin. On the other hand, they're not the same as Yontif. And since they're not the exact same as Yontif, maybe, and they should wear Tefillin. And this is the big Shiloh, big Machlaikas, we wear Tefillin or not. The Sefer Yisoid Avodah explains, why don't we wear Tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So he explains that we wear Tefillin, and our Tefillin show and represent the special relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the special relationship that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us, as the Gemara says. The Tefillin says, "Mi ka'amcha Yisrael." The Tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Mi ka'amcha Yisrael." So during the week, we need to have a way of showing that special relationship, and how is that shown? By us and Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing Tefillin. Whereas on Shabbos and Yom Tov, everything we do on Shabbos and Yom Tov shows that special relationship. And since everything we do on Shabbos and Yom Tov demonstrates that special relationship, there is no need to wear Tefillin on them. Says my Amar Belozo, Kol Minich Tefillin Achas Shkiyas Achama. Somebody puts on the tefillin after the shkia. Over the essay. Don't just think that he didn't do the mitzvah. It's wrong. He over an essay. Because the pasuk says, B'shamatas Achukah Azois L'madah B'yom V'yomimah. The pasuk says that tefillin are obligated to be worn by day. And therefore, putting them at night is a violation of that mitzvah asay. But of course, the violation of a mitzvah asay is not the same as a violation of a mitzvah lois asay. So according to Rebbe Lozer, by doing this, where the Torah says the tefillin should be put on by day, you're violating a mitzvah asay. Rabbi Yochanan is stricter. He says that it's over belav. The Torah is telling us there's a lav to put on tefillin by night, and you're not allowed to put them on night. And if you put them on night, you're over a lav. Says the Gemalema, Rabbi Oven Amar Vuyah Kumufki. What is the basis of the machlaikis? What Rabbi Oven taught us. Dabar Rabbi Oven Amar Vuyah, come up with Shnemer, wherever the Torah uses the word Hishomer Pen V'al, ain't a loy loisosei. And here the Torah says V'shamarta. And that's the machlaikis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Islay the Rabbavin, and it's considered that you are over a lav. Omar, Rabbi Lozer says, Leslay the Rabbavin, and therefore it's considered only that you are over an assay, not a lav. Says the Gemara Loy, that's not the way we have to learn. Rather, says the Gemara, the Kula Amma, everybody agrees, Islay the Rebbe of an Amar Beloy, that when the Torah says these words, it represents a lav. Rather, what is the machlokes here? Masov, Rabbi Lozer's opinion is hishamer the lav hishamer the asay. When we look at the word hishamer, we have to look in what context is that word used. So, if it's used in the context of not doing something, indeed represents a lav. But when it's not used in that context, that it's considered an asay. In what context is it used here? It's used in the context that do something, and therefore it's only mitzvah to say. Omar Sover, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that Hisham the essay namilav. It's also considered a lav. So now the question is, even if we'll say that it's not a lav, and this pasuk doesn't represent the lav, why would it not be considered baltaisif? If we're not supposed to wear tefillin by night, if you wear tefillin by night, it should be considered baltaisif. So the paiskim explain, you're only over baltaisif if you mean to wear do the l'shei mitzvah. So let's say somebody's putting on a tefillin by night, but it is not his intention to fulfill a mitzvah, it wouldn't be baltaisif. If somebody wants to put on tefillin by night, with the intention, because that's the best way to protect them, mutter. Vom Ravina Avyasivna Kameh the Rav, Ashi, I was once by Rav Ashi, v'choshech, and it got dark v'neich tefillin. Says the Gemara Amrilei, l'shomen kabay lumar, are you wearing them because that's the best way to protect them? Vom lay in. And he said yes. But v'chazisi l'date, l'av l'shom hubay. Says the Gemara, he really was wearing it because he held you allowed to wear tefillin by night. Kesavar, but he held that even though you're allowed to wear tefillin by night, but this is the category that Halacha and Meron came. Sometimes the Halacha is, but you don't want to publicize it. And that's why he did not want to publicize that one may wear tefillin by night. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna Chayv Adnol Mashvash with tefillin because Shah. One should check his tefillin all of the time. And the Gemara, umatzit, bekav chayim mitzitz. Umatzit she'en el eskara achas. If the tzitz only has the shem Hashem once, amr tar v'ayil mitzchot tamid, shloy tesich da'ata v'menu, you shouldn't forget about it. Tefillin she'esh ben eskara es habe helachs kama v'kama. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, and that's the way the Shita explains the Gemara, when one is wearing tefillin, he has to be thinking about the tefillin all the time. The problem with that approach is if he's supposed to be thinking about tefillin all the time, how could he daven if he has the tefillin on his head? And therefore, there are many, the Rosh suggests, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rosh, that it means that he should not do anything disrespectful where he's wearing the tefillin, kalos roish or schoik, but to wear the tefillin and does not require actively thinking about them all the time. However, the Sefer Chashukei Chemed does say that what the Gemara here means, part of what the Gemara means when it says Chayv Adnol Mashash Tzolim Kol Shov, included in that obligation, he suggests, is that a person during certain times of the tefillah should touch his tefillin. One is when we say Brichas Shachar, Oiz Yisra B'Gvura, we touch the tefillin Shel Yad, and Oiz Yisra B'Svar, we do the tefillin Shereish. Similarly, when people say the Parashat Kaddish L'Bechor, we say V'Oy Lo Yisra Yotcha, you do the tefillin Shel Yad, or Zekran Bein Necha, then you do it tefillin Shereish. The Marich says that when we say Hoidu and Yichvoid, we say the pasuk of Yismuchu Hashemayim, then we should do that as well. The many have the menhagim that when they say the pasuk of Peseches Yodecho by Ashrei, they touch the tefillin Shiyad and tefillin Shereish. Many have the minig when they make the bracha right after Baruchu, they do that as well. Some even have the minig that when we say Kaddish Kaddish by the Birchas Hashachar, we should also do it. There are those that have a minig that when we say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, we should touch the tefillin Shel Yad, and then when we touch say Pi Yagati Lasecha, we should do tefillin Shel Rosh. The Kav HaChayim says there's a minig that as one finishes Shemoneh Esrei, he should do it as well. And many have the minig that by Kriyas Megillah on Purim, the Gemara Masechta Megillah says, and the Gemara says that Vikar represents Elu Tefillin, and therefore when one is wearing the Tefillin by Shachris on Purim, when they get to the word Vikar, one should be Mashmish at that point, the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh.